We continue previewing fall sports teams in the area. We're going to talk about Elbert League girls tennis. They officially are the first team in the area to have their first regular season matchup today. They had a couple of matches. We'll talk about that. Plus, tell you who's out for this year's team as Janessa Runia Beatty joins us. And Janessa, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Hi, yeah.
Now, Janessa, how many years have you been the head coach?
This will be my third year. With the girls.
Okay, so you're beginning to know the girls that make up the tennis team pretty well then.
Yes.
Now, Janessa, let's talk about the matchups today. Give us a quick recap. You're over in Mankato taking on Mankato West and also Winona. Tell us how things went for the Elbert League girls tennis team.
Yeah, so we started out the morning at 9 a.m. with West this morning. It got instantly hot out, so we were hoping for a little bit cooler, but it got instantly hot out. It was our first match of the season, so, you know, shaking out some of those kinks that we need to figure out, figuring it all out as we're putting it together. Our doubles teams, this is the first time they're playing together, so we ended up losing that first match 0-7, meaning we didn't get any varsity points, but each point was a little bit different in, you know, were they in a super big battle or was it kind of steal, if that makes sense. So yep. We'd start out with that. Then we played right away after that with Winona. So we did back-to-back matches. And we had two matches go to a third set. So they became really close. They were playing in really high heat at that point of this afternoon, about 1 o'clock, and had some long matches there. Our matches against Winona went a lot better. We fought really, really hard. We ended up with 1-6. We won third singles.
And who was the winner at third singles?
Bree Wailagi, our ninth grader.
So Bree picks up the first victory for the Elbert League girls tennis team. Good to hear that. So 7-0 loss to West, 6-1 loss to Winona. And Janessa, let's just talk about the roster and kind of go through the young ladies that you have out for this year's tennis team.
Yeah, so we only have one senior. We have a handful of juniors, and then we have a good chunk of 10th and 9th graders. So kind of a younger team. Some of them played lower-end varsity for us last year and are bumping up into those higher ranks this year, and then some of them have not played varsity yet this year. So they're bumping – or, sorry, until this year. So now they're bumping up into that varsity position and kind of figuring out the ropes there.
Now, Janessa, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you at all, and I don't want to put you on the spot having to name off the top of your head, but if you can mention the names of some of the girls that are participating, that would be great.
Yeah, so we have I'll just go through like who we had in our lineup today.
Yeah.
So at number one singles, we had Alyssa Jensen. At two singles, we had Rachel Doppelhammer. Three singles, Bree Wailagi. Four singles, Emery Nelson. In our doubles positions, we had one double, Steph Vogt, the senior, with Hannah Wilner, a junior. And our two doubles, we had Ashton Bervin, a 10th grader, with Marissa Hansen, a junior. And at number three doubles, we had Jaylee Waters, a 10th grader, with Lily Hike, a 10th grader as well.
Now, Janessa, when it comes to numbers, you mentioned, again, your third year as the head coach. How are numbers for this year's Elbert League girls tennis team?
They are the lowest we've had since I started, we have 5 to 6 new girls this year, so it wasn't we don't have any new ones, but we would always love those numbers to go up right now. The numbers in our program are pretty decent. They're pretty average, but it is kind of nice to get, younger girls in so they can start building that skill from the young age, so then when they get into that upper ranks in high school, then they really know what they're doing on the tennis court. So we're always looking for more players.
Janessa Runia Beatty, again, the head coach, Elbert League girls tennis team. They're a preview here on Kate Radio at Afternoons with Aaron. And I know each individual has, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses. What have you seen so far in practice and after the first meet, maybe as an overall team, where you saw some really good things and maybe where you see that there needs to be some more improvement?
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm just blown away by the shots that they're putting down. So forehand and backhand, we have some really powerful shots when we choose to use our strokes that we've been working on since the beginning of the season. And just like the other thing our team really has going for us is the aspect of team, so we're all really like cheering for each other and really wanting each other to do well, or wanting to do well for the team ourselves. And so that's another big positive for our team. Some of the things that I think after this first match we can do better on, moving our feet, communicating in doubles, and then just really using our strokes to our full potential.
Now, Janessa, did you only have a week of practice? Because girls' tennis is the first one to always kick off. And was that just a week of practice and then away we go?
Yes. Yep, we had 5 days of practice. Yep.
So that kind of makes it tough on a tennis team because most teams get maybe a week and a half. Some get 2 weeks plus. So you really have to fit a lot of things in into a small frame. Do they have any kind of captain's practice where the girls get together before the official start date of practice?
Yes, they did have captain's practice the week before. I think that they got most of the girls there as well. So that's always helpful, especially for new girls coming in, because there is a lot that they have to absorb the first week, especially learning regular match scoring plus tiebreak scoring, and just all the etiquette of tennis can be kind of challenging at first. But that's why we kind of really do encourage our girls to make sure that they're doing tennis in the summer, because that's a really good time for them to be prepared coming into the season.
Now, Janessa, we want to invite people to come out and watch some tennis. We have a couple of home matchups coming up this week yet on a Thursday, and it looks like on Saturday as well, if you want to talk about those.
Yeah, okay. So Thursday we play at the 2 o'clock time against Northfield. And then we play again somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock against Mayo. It kind of depends on when the other match gets done. So anywhere between 5 and 6, we'll go on again against Mayo. And actually, this Saturday, the 28th, did get canceled, or postponed, I should say. So we're looking to get that one rescheduled for later on.
So no matchup against Blue Earth on Saturday. I'll take that off our calendar.
Yep.
And then a Northfield and Rochester Mayo. 2 o'clock is the first matchup coming up on Thursday. And for those that, you know, want to come out and watch and maybe have never been to a tennis match before, where are the courts located?
Yeah, so the courts are at the Albert Lea High School. If you go to the back of the parking lot, there's a row of trees. They're hidden up behind there. There's a path that leads up around back to the tennis courts. And it's great because there is benches and seating on both the north and the south side of the courts. And so that really gives you full view of any of the 8 courts that you want to watch. So it's actually a really nice viewing area. We'd love to have people out.
Again, Janessa Rooney-Abatey, the head coach of the Albert Lea girls tennis team. They went 0-2 today. Again, they're back in action coming up on Thursday with a couple of home matches here in Albert Lea. And Janessa, thank you so much for the time. We'll be in contact throughout the season. And thank you for previewing your team with us here on KATE.
Thank you.